With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The annual Juneteenth celebration in Santa Cruz came roaring back last Saturday. It was the city's first large community gathering since the economy reopened. And as KAZU's Jeremiah Edding reports, there were many reasons to celebrate.
In Santa Cruz's Laurel Park, the smell of barbecue ribs fills the air. For the first time in 14 months, you can see smiles because very few are wearing masks. And there's a lot of dancing. Juneteenth just became a federal holiday, but Santa Cruz has celebrated it for 30 years. Ana Elizabeth has planned the event with her brother for over two decades.
Juneteenth is alive. Freedom is alive here in Santa Cruz. So let's keep doing this.
Ashe.
Juneteenth is a time to reflect on a more honest American history. On Saturday, Santa Cruz revised its history to more faithfully honor London Nelson, one of the city's black heroes. The community center that flanks Laurel Park is named for Nelson, who bought himself out of slavery. When he died in 1860, he gave all of his wealth to Santa Cruz Public Schools. But due to a historic typo, his name was misinterpreted as Loudon instead of London for over a century. The London Nelson Community Center got its new corrected name on Saturday. City Council member Justin Cummings was part of the effort.
London Nelson gave so much to this community. It's really important that at a minimum we get his name right.
After a year of the world confronting COVID-19 and America confronting racial injustice, the atmosphere at Juneteenth was one of relief, of catharsis, and of progress. For KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding in Santa Cruz.